difference in demeanor between Jesus and those sent to arrest him is striking. Jesus has taken his disciples to the garden in Gethsemane to pray. There's still time for prayer. There's still an opportunity that this could all change, could go differently, perhaps. Jesus and his closest followers come to the garden, a quiet and peaceful place to talk with God. And almost immediately, the beauty and peacefulness of the garden is disrupted by those with torches, swords, clubs, and other weapons. Those from the temple were merely performing their jobs, but we see the peace and quiet disrupted by violence, and the moment is shattered. And the violence escalates and escalates. First, Peter pulls out a sword and cuts off the ear of the high priest's slave. And Jesus tells everyone to put their swords away. Violence is not the answer. Violence is never the answer. They all did, it seems, as Jesus requested, and did nothing more to escalate the violence of that moment. But the events that would follow had already been set in motion. And no matter how Jesus tried to show those he encountered the way of life and love, they continued on a path that led to his violent death. And from this moment on, it just seems too late for anything to change. Judas has set the whole thing in motion when he turned Jesus over, but actually, Jesus set the whole thing in motion when he continued to call to task those who were in power, threatening their secure positions, all the while encouraging the crowds with his words of love and his healing touch. He had warned that Peter would deny him, and sure enough, he did. And we can imagine the anguish Peter felt when he realized it was too late. Pilate initially tried to change the outcome, to turn the events so that a true criminal was crucified and not this man who refused even to defend himself. But Pilate, too, saw quickly that it was too late. The crowd was insistent. If he didn't go along, he, too, might be accused of treason before the emperor. The women came, but there was nothing they could do. They had no power to stop this. There was no hope of stopping this. It was too late. All they could do was look on with tears streaming down their faces as the Lord of love gave up his life and breathed his last. And in that moment, the world seemed void of any hope at all. There was no turning back time. There was no way to change this. It was in every way too late. And yet, if we look in that darkest moment of the history of the world, if we open our eyes wide enough and pay attention to what is really going on, we see the faintest glimmer of hope. Joseph of Arimathea came to Pilate and asked to be given the body of Jesus to give him a proper burial. This Jewish follower of Jesus has moved out of the fearfulness that kept him in the shadows and boldly moved into the light to show his love for Jesus. In the touching of the body of Jesus in this moment, he has made himself ritually unclean. He will not be able to take part in the Sabbath worship. He probably had every expectation that he too would be arrested and maybe even killed. We were told he was a member of the council, the very council that was jeering Jesus just a moment ago. He surely lost his position in this act, yet he risked his very life to care for Jesus. He took the body of Jesus and with great care wrapped it in linen cloths and put his body in a new tomb in a garden. Did you, Joseph, think it was too late? He probably did. And yet, he was willing to risk his life for Jesus. Something deep within him told him that this was the right thing to do. That the life of Jesus revealed the deep truth, and the deep truth that Jesus' life reveals is love. And so he cared for Jesus' body lovingly. And what this glimmer of hope reveals for us is that it is never too late. When all outward appearances look hopeless, when all hope seems to be gone, it is never too late when it comes to following Jesus. We are never beyond hope. Walk this week. Walk this hard week with Jesus. Pay close attention to the words and life of Jesus. Follow Jesus. It is never too late. There is always hope. Amen.